Greetings to you, all brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I believe and trust that we are all doing well by the grace of our Lord Jesus. We thank God for this day that he has given unto us, for weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We are so thankful and grateful to our Lord for this wonderful time that he has given unto us to have this time on our daily devotion to hear the word of God that he has prepared for us this very day. Thank you for the encouragement that you have given this far. Thank you very much, and thank you for prayers. And I ask that you continue praying for me as I take time to bring forth the word of God unto you, that it can be a blessing unto us all. Today we are going to read a scripture in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Romans chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible reads, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. May the good Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word." Now, yesterday we started a thought, relationship with God. Now, we are going to continue with that thought that we started yesterday. And yesterday we looked at the letter that Paul wrote to the Romans, in Romans 8:28, that all things work for good to them that love the Lord, them that are called according to his purpose. And we saw that Paul was being specific to the people that he was talking to. He was addressing a special kind of group that God has a purpose to fulfill with this special group. And Paul was, you know, strengthening the believers to say, you know, whatever happens to you is happening for your own good, that God may bring, you know, a perfect character, a perfect image of our Lord Jesus. That is what God wants to see in us, that we may come to that perfect stage of our Lord Jesus. Now, we saw that whatever suffering, whatever good thing that happened is happening for a purpose of bettering our life and bringing a character that shall glorify the name of God. Now, today we are looking at how this relationship started. Now, we see in the book of Romans, it says, chapter 5, verse 10 that you have read, to say, you know, God had to pay the price through his Son, Jesus Christ, through the death of Jesus Christ, that he may be able to reconcile these people back to himself while we were enemies. So we tend to see that this relationship, it was perfect at some point, and at one point it was injured or it was destroyed. And for God to give birth to this relationship, he had to pay a price through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. So we see that the relationship with God requires a price to be paid. Now, I'll give an example of how marriage is done here in Zambia, Africa, to be specific. You'd find that when a young man wants to marry, he has to pay the bride price to the family of the bride. You know, they always charge them. We call it lovola. So when you are charged, you have to pay the price. And when you pay that price, it means you have guaranteed the family of the bride to say there will be a marriage ceremony that is going to be fulfilled, that will take place. So we say the same thing that God did for you and I, brothers and sisters. That, you know, after the fall of mankind, God had to restore back the relationship he had with mankind through the price that he paid on the cross of Calvary through Jesus Christ, his Son. So the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was the price that God had to use to pay, to redeem you and I. For what purpose? That he may fulfill his will, that the marriage ceremony can take place between the bride and his Son, Jesus Christ. So we see that God paid the price, and the price that he paid, it came in form of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus was used to redeem you and I. The blood of Jesus was used to bring about a new birth, a new relationship that we call marriage. Now, when a bridegroom pays the price, we know to say that he is giving birth to a new relationship that we call marriage. And that is what we are waiting for. There is a process for the fulfillment of the marriage ceremony to take place. So even when God paid the price on the cross of Calvary, He purchased you and I. There is a process that a bride must go through in order for them to fulfill the marriage ceremony. So brothers and sisters, as God paid the price on the cross of Calvary through His Son Jesus Christ, there is always a price that the bride as well must pay. So we see, like in Genesis chapter 24, there's a story of Isaac and Rebekah. We see Eliezer, he went to the family of Rebekah, and the Bible says he had to give them, the mother to Rebekah, precious things, and he had to give the brother also the precious things, symbolizing the price that he had to pay in order for him to get Rebekah as a wife for Isaac. So that is the process. But Rebekah, for her, she was supposed to give herself to this commitment that came. So Rebekah dedicated herself to the journey. Rebekah committed herself to the journey. Rebekah sacrificed herself to the journey so that she could go and meet Isaac. So brothers and sisters, from the time Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, it has been 2,000 years plus, and the bride has been moving. God is preparing the bride, and the bride must dedicate themselves. The bride also has to pay the price in order for them to go and fulfill the marriage ceremony. So how do we pay the price? Number one, we have to dedicate ourselves to this journey. We must be committed to things of God. We must be committed in prayer. We must be committed in studying the word of God. So that is the price that the bride is paying as we are on the journey to go and fulfill the marriage ceremony. So the marriage ceremony is there. As long as the bridegroom has paid the price, then we are assured, we are guaranteed that there shall be a marriage ceremony that shall take place. So when Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary, we are assured, brothers and sisters, that the marriage ceremony will take place. But it is now our duty as the bride to give ourselves to things of God. We must sacrifice our time to things of God. Where you are supposed to encourage someone, where you are supposed to go and evangelize, let's do that. Let's stand. Let's commit ourselves to things of God. Let's be dedicated to things of God. Yes, it comes with pain. Just like we can see in Genesis 24, the journey of Rebekah, it wasn't all that good. It had challenges, it had hiccups here and there. But we see the Bible telling us to say that Eliezer had to give the raiment, the jewelry to Rebekah. Even you and I, as we are on this journey, God will be able to provide things for you. God will make provisions where, you know, you lack, God will be able to provide for you. For He is the provider of that which is unseen. He's going to come through for you. He's going to comfort you, to strengthen you. He's going to be there to assure you that He will never leave you nor forsake you, because He wants to see the fulfillment of the marriage ceremony. So God will make a way for you, brothers and sisters, where there seems to be no way, because the will of God is to see the fulfillment of the marriage ceremony. And God is preparing the bride by changing our garments through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we must be dedicated as well. So there's a price as well that we as the bride of Jesus Christ must pay. So God paid the price to give birth to this relationship which was destroyed. For you and I to be reconciled back unto God, there is a price that God paid. So brothers and sisters, let's do our part as well. Let's be dedicated. We have to be focused, just like we see. Rebekah was focused on going to meet Isaac. She believed every word that she had received from Eliezer, even though she had not seen Isaac. You and I, we have believed the message that we have heard, that we have to come back to the word of God. We have to come back to the promises of God, because God cannot fail. And whatever God has said in His word, it will be fulfilled. So let's be dedicated. Let's be focused. Don't lose focus, because the devil may bring things to distract you. But let us be focused to fulfill the marriage ceremony. Because this marriage ceremony will take place, whether people like it or not, it will take place, because the bride has committed himself by paying the bride price. So the bridegroom has committed himself by paying the price. So even the bride, we must be prepared. We must be dedicated. We must be committed to the things of God. Like Paul tells us to say, do not stop the manner of coming together. So where there's fellowship and you are not restricted to go and gather, because it is through those fellowship that we have been prepared, we have been strengthened, and we are paying the price that we can go and see the fulfillment of this marriage ceremony. Now remember, you are not just going to see, you are the one to fulfill the marriage ceremony because you are the bride. Just like Rebecca, she was the one to go and fulfill the marriage ceremony because she was the bride to Isaac. So you and I, brothers and sisters, we are the one to fulfill this marriage ceremony. So there's always a preparation process because this relationship has been given birth by the price that was paid. Amen. Excuse me. Just like we see, you know, for two people to become friends, it's because they share something in common. They'll say, oh, I think you and I, we share something in common. And that thing is what is going to connect them together. Amen. So we had this relationship that God had built and it was destroyed. But God thought of restoring us back because we had the same spirit that came from Him. And that was the thing that we had in common with Him. We were created in His own image and in His own likeness. And that thing is what God never wanted to be destroyed. He thought of restoring it back so that we can be in this relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. That we can continue until we see the fulfillment of marriage ceremony. So brothers and sisters, there is always a price to pay. We are on a journey to fulfill the marriage ceremony. So don't give up, don't quit, despite of the storms that can rise against you. Just like I believe and trust that the journey of Rebecca, it wasn't all that comfortable. Challenges were there, but God came through for them. You know, Eliezer, these were men of war. They used to fight battles. Probably along the way, they had to fight some battles against the bandits or thieves that would rise against them. But God was there to see them through. So brothers and sisters, this relationship, God is there to see us through until we fulfill the marriage ceremony. So let us pay our price by being dedicated, be focused, and be committed to the things of God. Don't stop. If you used to wake up and pray, continue waking up and pray. If you used to wake up to study the word of God, if you used to go in fasting, please don't stop. It is a price to pay so that we can live above the powers of the flesh, because the devil also may want to use the flesh in order to defeat you and die. But we have to pay the price. That's like Paul says, that walk in the spirit so that you cannot fulfill the desires of the flesh. It is a price to pay for the flesh to die. So we have to pay that price that we can walk in the spirit and you will live to see and fulfill our marriage ceremony. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. May the good Lord bless us all. Shalom.